This is the Room of Medals. Please stop in front of the showcase, straight ahead of the door. There are 6 medals on display in this showcase, and they present an overview of the development of medallic art over the centuries. To avoid any confusion, the medalists I'll be talking about during this part of the tour are the designers and makers of medals, and not the people who win them or are awarded them. So, let's have a closer look at the 6 medals here. On the left, we have 2 examples of the traditional form of medal. In other words, a small disc with a relief engraving on both sides. Next to them is a much larger medallion, and it's only decorated on one side. This form gained popularity in the mid-19th century. The 3 exhibits on the right date from the 20th century, and they could be called small sculptural forms. Now, please head to the left and stop in front of the row of showcases with drawers under the display area. The medals in these cases have been arranged chronologically, with the oldest, dating from the 17th century, on the right, and the most recent, created in the 20th century, on the left. Please stop by the first showcase on the right and then open the 2nd drawer from the top. The gold-plated medal dates from the reign of the last king of Poland, Stanisław August Poniatowski, who held the throne from 1764 to 1795. It was an era when the medalists of Warsaw, whose work was connected with the Royal Mint, flourished. This gold-plated piece depicts Holy Trinity Church and commemorates the man who designed the church, Szymon Bogomiuszuk. The medal was designed and struck by Jan Philip Holzhauser. Now please move on to the next showcase on the left and then open the 2nd drawer from the top. Inside it, on the left, there are some small silver medals. They date from the 19th century, and what they convey is less official. They relate to the everyday lives of the people of Warsaw. If you have a closer look, you'll see that they present biblical baptism scenes. That's because these medals were given as christening presents when a child was baptized. Space was left on the reverse for engraving the child's given name, surname, and baptism date. Now, let's move on to the wall on the left. The rectangular plaquette below the medals is noteworthy. This new artistic form emerged at the turn of the 19th and 20th centuries. A sculptor by the name of Czesław Makowski was largely responsible for popularizing plaquettes, and, indeed, he created the one on display here. It portrays an architect by the name of Arthur Goebel. Now, please head over to the partition opposite, with the showcases set against it. This section of the exhibition features a sizable collection of plaquettes. Please have a look at the first showcase on the right. It holds a number of bronze plaquettes. They date from the interwar years, and they were produced in 5 sizes by the Warsaw Mint. They depict well-known figures and historical sites. If you have a look to the right, for instance, you'll see Zygmunt's Column. The showcases to the left hold medals from the communist era and contemporary pieces. A great many of them really don't resemble ordinary medals at all. Again, they're more like small sculptural forms in intriguing shapes and ambiguous rather than easy to interpret. Please go over to the last showcase. The plaquette on the partition above it is an example of the medal as sculpture. It's the work of Magdalena Dobrutska, one of Poland's most distinguished medalists. It was cast in bronze, and it's entitled Matrimonium. It portrays a centaur with the heads of a woman and a man, an allegory of the indissolubility and power of the bonds of marriage. However, that's just my interpretation, so please feel free to come up with your own. And please take your time to explore the exhibition more fully. Then, when you're ready, please go back out into the stairwell and head up the wooden staircase to the next floor.